Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, in which two countries were the greatest number of successful kidney transplants performed in the 1960s? Dr. Jeroni Alsina is an eminent nephrologist from Barcelona. Between 1977 and 2002, he was the director of the nephrology department at Bellvitge Hospital in Barcelona, and in 1984 co-founded the Catalan Transplantation Society. He's written numerous articles and two reference books in his field. After a successful career in medicine, he retired at age 65 and turned to writing fiction. His first novel was published earlier this year. Originally in Catalan, it has been translated into Spanish and also into English as Shadows of Fire, Romance, and the Greatest 20th Century Plot. The book is a work of historical fiction which begins with the flight of Samuel Klein from Germany in the early 1930s and follows the Klein family from the 1930s through the 1960s. It offers a fascinating view of the ideological madness that overran Europe and led to World War II, as well as insight into the philosophies and medical advancements that occurred during the decades following the war. Delving into the political intricacies of the Spanish Civil War and World War II, and narrating the first organ transplants in Spain and France during the 1960s, the story expertly weaves historical figures such as Freud, Giuseppe Rovira, Jaume Alsina, Jacques Derrida, and Jean Dupuy into the lives of the fictional Klein family. We attended the presentation of the Spanish translation of the book, and Dr. Alsina spoke with us afterward about his medical career and learning to write fiction at the age of 65. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Dr. Alsina. Could you first tell us a little bit about your own medical background? Because it's, I think, very unusual for someone with your background to end up writing a novel.
Well, really, it's unusual. The fact is, when I was retired, a friend of mine, a writer, advised me to go to Barcelona in Ateneo to learn how to write novels. I learned old. I was more than 65 years old when I start to learn how to write a novel.
Had you always wanted to write?
No. It was a strange situation. Because he said, well, you must go there and you can learn how to write a novel. Well, I did.
That's very exciting to do something like that after you retire, just to kind of change, you know?
Well, this is the truth.
Because you were a nephrologist.
Yes, you know, nephrology, when I start to learn nephrology, nephrology doesn't exist, you know. My professor was a very eminent Jewish doctor called Jean Ambrugé. Only two places in the world they did transplantations, in Boston and in Paris. And my master, my professor, was Jean Ambrugé. And this was in 64. When I was 26 years old. Because my French was perfect, because I learned in Lycée Français in Barcelona, I was treated as a French doctor. And I could study the clinical cases of the 53 first transplantations in France.
Well, it came out in this presentation today that your father was also a doctor.
Yes.
You came from a Republican family Barcelona.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in Barcelona, how you ended up in France?
Well, my father was a doctor, working as a doctor in a neighborhood near the Sagrada Familia, the famous Sagrada Familia neighborhood. He was recruited in the Republican Army, and he was promoted to captain. Well, all the captains from the Republican were killed. That's why he exiled and was a doctor in a concentration camp in southern France, Argelès. And he was a captain, medical captain, taking care of the prisoners, the Spanish soldiers that were in southern France in this moment. But because my father did nothing criminal, and because my mother father was rich, he could enter again in Spain and protected by my grandfather. And because he did nothing, he was not killed. And in this moment, very young, I entered in the Lycée Français de Barcelone in a liberal school. I had the chance to be a student in a very liberal, very good school. My French was perfect, the Spanish was also, and that allowed me to have a grant to go to France to learn nephrology and renal transplantation.
So you retired when you were 65 and mm-hmm. learned how to write novels.
Yes.
Tell us what that was like, what it was like learning how to write.
Oh, it was very difficult for me, very difficult, for two reasons. One, because my brain was educated in science, and science and literature is different. And I need to remodulate my brain to write novels, you know. I am not stupid, and I learned the métier, you know. I learned how to write, but I must say that it was really very difficult, very difficult.
So this is your first novel. Tell us a little bit about how it was conceived and how it was born.
Well, it was conceived because the philosophical problem of why Nazism, why you Jews have been so extremely persecuted and killed and so on, why this ferocity against racism and so on, during the philosophical roots of Nazism and fascism and Franco and so on, you know. And in spite that it's a novel, it's also an open reflection. Why?
The main characters are a Jewish family.
Yes.
Who originally lives in Berlin.
Yes. Only Samuel. Samuel falls in love with Ruth Liebnig, that is a famous Sephardi pioneer coming from San Francisco. And they married, and they fly to London to be protected, and Samuel was recruited by MI6. It was the British secret services.
Were these characters based on real people,
no,
or did they totally come out of your head?
No, the only real people is Armand, is myself. He's the nephrologist who lives in Paris and becomes the lover of Sarah. Sarah is a very important character.
That's their daughter.
The daughter of Samuel.
Uh-huh.
Because she's a brilliant student, but very idealistic also, and fights for the Democrat Party in the United States and in helping the Afro-Americans in their fighting for their rights. And Sarah also is very feminist, is very clever. She falls in love with her professor. Jacques Derrida is also a Jewish. Jacques Derrida is the philosopher, French philosopher, who has described the construction.
How long did it take you to do the historical research for this book?
Well, the novel has at the beginning has taken 3 years, but I need a little 1.5 more to finish and rewrite my novel, because in the middle I had heart surgery.
This book is full of humanism.
Yes.
And you have been described here as being basically very much a humanist. Can you speak a little bit about the relationship between humanism and medicine?
Well, you know, if a doctor is not a good humanist, he's not a good doctor.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell us? Are you working on another book now?
Well, I would like to complete this book. A book that theoretically is written by Sarah when Sarah is 60 years old, and reminds everything. I don't know if my mind is strong enough to write a second novel. Well, what I must say to Sefarad Radio, that I have a very strong feelings of admiration towards Jewish people. Not in relation with religion, because I am agnostic. I am not a believer of any religion. But you Jewish, really, during thousands of years, you have been working for the truth, the science, the literature, the music, and so on. And I think that you, human beings, you believe that you are the group that is elected by God to do a work. And because you think, you believe that you must work in the front of the humanity, in fact you do.
Thank you very much. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.